Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. So glad you're here this morning. You know, usually I come out here, start the service, and I make a dumb joke, and then I have you stand and say something weird to you, to each other. And, you know, there's a reason why I do that. It wakes you up. First of all, it raises the energy level in the room. It draws us out of ourselves. It creates a feeling of community, and it gets us ready for worship. But it's a holiday weekend, so I'm going to give you a break today, okay? Instead, I just want you to just rest, okay? Just take a 20-second nap, all right? Close your eyes and just rest. I'll time it for 20 seconds. Go. Okay, time's up. All right, now that you're relaxed and in a good mood, there was a farm couple who had lots of kids. So many kids that they ran out of names to name their kids. And so they just started naming them after things that they saw on the farm. Well, September 1st rolled around. It was time for the kids to go back to school. There was a new teacher at the school, and so she had the kids all go around and say their names. When they got to the farmer's son, he said, "Wagon Wheel." The teacher said, "Tell me your name." And he said, "It's Wagon Wheel." And she said, "Tell me your real name." He said, "That is my real name." And she said, "Go to the principal's office." So he got up, he turned to his sister and said, "Well, you might as well come with me because she's never going to believe you either, chicken feed." I'm glad. See, it helped for you to rest. Karl Barth, the famous 20th century Protestant theologian, said, "Laughter is the closest thing to the grace of God." So in that grace, let's stand and begin our worship. We begin today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our gathering hymn number 532. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Labor Day tomorrow, or as farmers call it, Monday. There are some jobs you don't get a day off from, right? Whether you are working or resting this weekend, I'm so glad that you came to spend this Sabbath time with us as we gather to remember that in our work and in our rest, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. And please join me as we pray together the prayer of the day. O God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
Reading this morning is from Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 8, and 15 and 16. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Choose who are being tortured as though you are being tortured yourself. Let marriage be held in honor by all. Let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise that in the fruit of his lips confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
Now I'd like to invite the kids to come up and join me for the children's sermon. And as they do that, let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Hi, guys. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming up. I really appreciate it. So, have you ever seen a cat? Have you ever seen a cat? Yeah? Okay. Have you ever seen a cat do this? What is that cat doing? Yeah, it's chasing its tail. Are cats the only animals that chase their tails? No? What other animals chase their tail? Dogs, right? Look at that dog. He's trying to get that tail. Do you have a pet that chases its tail? Do you have one? Do you have a pet that chases its tail? Yeah, right? When that happens, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Yeah, because the animal, cat or dog, they're like running, and they're trying to get that tail, but it's attached to themselves, right? They're trying to get something that they already have. It's kind of funny, right? Well, people can be like that sometimes, too. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus goes to a big party. It's like a sit-down party, and they're going to have a meal, and everybody is trying to sit as close as they can to the person throwing the party because they think that whoever sits the closest to the host is the most important. It's kind of like, say we're having a party today, okay, and Jesus is the host. So that would be like saying then Tim is more important than Marsha, because Tim is sitting closer to the host than Marsha, right? Marsha is sitting lower, Tim is sitting higher. And of course, you know who the most important person in the church is. My wife. And all the deacons, because they're sitting the closest to Jesus. So do you think that's right? Do you think that some of these people are more important than other people because they're sitting closer? No, that's not right. And Jesus didn't think that that was right either. He came to the party and he saw how people were trying to make other people sit lower so that they could sit higher and they would be more important. And Jesus laughed. He thought that was funny. It's like a dog chasing its tail. They were trying to get something they already had. They were trying to be important, but to God, they were already all important. So Jesus told them, instead of trying to make other people be lower and make yourself higher, you should lower yourself and make other people, raise them up, make them higher. So how do we lower people? Can you think of ways that we make people feel lower? What do you think? Congregation, can you help us? Can you think of ways that we make people feel lower? Yell it out.
Bullying.
Bullying, yeah. Name calling. Calling them names, yeah. How about ignoring them? Not inviting them to your party? Making them sit in the bad seats, right? What are ways that we raise people up? Including them. What else?
Hello.
What's that?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, greeting.
Greeting them. All right, thank you. I thought you were saying hi to me. Right, talking to them, greeting them, inviting them, giving them the good seats, calling them by name, even if it's wagon wheel or chicken feed, right? Calling them by their name. So Jesus says, instead of lowering people, I want you to raise them up, all right? So I have a treat to help you remember, okay? Instead of lowering them, you should be raising them up. Get it? Raising them up? All right. Let's bow our heads, whole congregation, close our eyes, fold our hands, and repeat after me. Thank you, God, that I'm important to you. And help me be a raisin. Other people up for you. Amen. Thanks, guys, for coming up. If you go see Susan right there, she'll give you some raisins. And let's stand for the gospel acclamation. The Holy Gospel for today is written in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the gospel of our Lord. And you may be seated. All right, are you ready? This Thursday is the official kickoff of the professional football season, the 100th year of the NFL, 100th season of the NFL. Anybody excited? Yeah, that's all right. It's all right, okay? Even if you don't care about football, at least you've got 5 months of this to look forward to. If you look up the word humility in the dictionary, it will never, ever say CNFL. The NFL tried to crack down on it with their excessive celebration 15-yard penalty, but almost immediately after putting the penalty in place, there was an outcry from the fans who started calling the NFL the No Fun League. So they started walking back the excessive celebration and taking more and more of the restrictions away, because fans like to see their players celebrate. They love it when the players boast and call attention to themselves. Even in Major League Baseball now, of all sports, the most humble of sports. Even in Major League Baseball, they're having this big discussion about whether or not they need to police players for staring down the ball or flipping the bat after a home run. They feel like there's just not enough humility in the game. But you know, it's not just the players. There's not a ton of humility among the fans these days either. And if you're going to your friend's house to watch the game, don't forget to take your bag of Doritos.
Dude, you brought one bag of Doritos. There's gonna be like five other guys in there.
So? So now we're gonna have to share. Tom told everyone to bring their own bag.
Yeah, well, I drove you here, so really, this is kind of like my bag. Hey!
D doesn't have a bag. Allergies, man.
We get the message loud and clear. Real men don't share. Everywhere these days, from all angles, we're getting the message, don't worry about anybody else. You do you.
Look, here's the thing about Diet Coke. It's delicious. It makes me feel good. Life is short. If you want to live in a yurt, yurt it up. If you want to run a marathon, I mean, that sounds super hard, but okay. I mean, just do you, whatever that is. And if you're in the mood for a Diet Coke, have a Diet Coke. Diet Coke, because I can.
Now, you might be asking yourself, why is the pastor wearing a crab on top of his head? I'll tell you why. Because I can, right? It's in the middle of the sermon, sure, and it's distracting to you, but I don't care. I'm gonna do me. I'm also wearing this because messages like this make me crabby. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about the consequences. Do what you wanna do. Well, you know what? Just because you can does not mean you should. It's okay to be unique. It's okay to be who you are. God made you unique. God gave you special gifts and talents and a personality all your own. It's okay to be you and to be unique, but it depends on how you do it. You know, 100 years from now, when people look back on us today, I'm pretty sure they're not going to call this the golden age of humility, okay? But it wasn't in Jesus' day either. Humility was a countercultural concept. In the Greco-Roman culture that was popular in Jesus' day, it was all about status. Status. If you were going to have a party, you would invite the who's who of the community. You would invite the low people. You would invite the important people because the more important they were, the more important you were. So Jesus gets invited to one of these parties by a religious leader, a leader of the synagogue. The leader had heard that Jesus was out making a name for himself. He was healing people, performing miracles. He was teaching amazing things. And so he invites Jesus to his party to increase his status. And Jesus knows it. Last week, we had some friends come and visit us from Nebraska. Our friends Tom and Holly stayed at the house with us. Tom is in the Nebraska Air Guard and recently got back from a several-month deployment in Kuwait. And we invited them to stop and stay at our house when they were passing through. And they arrived, and after the hugs and the hellos, Tom gave us a box. He said he brought us a gift and he wanted us to open it. So we opened up that box, and inside was an American flag that he had flown for us over the U.S. Embassy in Kuwait, along with a certificate of authenticity signed by the American ambassador to Kuwait and the Marine sergeant in charge of security at the embassy. Our jaws dropped. Whoa. Best host gift ever. right? It's like, wow, I'm so glad we don't live in Jesus's time. Because if we did, now we would be obligated to give Tom a gift of equal or greater value when they invite us to their house. And what am I going to give him? I mean, like a bottle of hand sanitizer that we used at communion with a bulletin signed by the council president and Todd Pritchard? I mean, sure, that would be worth some cash, but it's nothing like the gift that Tom gave to us. And that's where we find Jesus today. In our gospel reading, he's navigating the politics of a party. Now, unlike the NFL, Jesus doesn't seem to have any problem with celebration. He likes celebration. For him, celebration is a parable, a metaphor for the kingdom of God, that we should celebrate all that God has given us and all that God calls us to do. And he tells the people, enjoy yourself, celebrate, and when you do, lift up others instead of yourself. Let other people have the best seats. Instead of inviting those who increase your status and will invite you back, invite the people who have no party to go to. Instead of inviting those who can repay you, invite the ones who can't. Instead of you doing you, try a little humility. Now, the great prophet Muhammad Ali, that is, once said, serving others is the rent we pay for our room on earth. Serving others is the rent we pay for our room on earth. In other words, all of us as human beings on this planet have an obligation to lower ourselves in order to lift others up. That's quite a statement from the same man who once also said, I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was, right? From the same man who once, when he was getting on an airplane and was asked by a flight attendant to buckle his seatbelt, said, Superman don't need no seatbelt. To which the flight attendant said, Superman don't need no airplane either, so buckle up. Smart flight attendant, yes. And he did buckle up, by the way. Muhammad Ali changed throughout his life from that brash, bragging, self-promoting young boxer that I used to watch on the black and white TV when I was a kid to an elder statesman who understood the joy of humility. Age will do that. Age and illness. Even as Muhammad Ali battled Parkinson's disease, he traveled the world doing all the good he could do for all the people he could. In 2010, CNN named him one of the top heroes of the year, an award given to people who exemplify the best of humanity for selfless acts. At his funeral in 2016, Muhammad Ali was lifted up as the greatest, not only for being a champion in the boxing ring, but for being a champion of charity. When Muhammad Ali lifted up himself earlier in his life, he became famous. But later in his life, when he lifted up others, he made the world better. And he had a blast doing it. That's what I want for you, says Jesus. Enjoy your life as you lift up others and make the world better. I read a poem recently. It's called The Wink by Diane Vorels. She had to twist her mouth to shut one eye, laughing at how she knew she looked, hoping it was conspiratorial, sly. She practiced all her life, perhaps, for that one moment, sitting straight in her chair on the pavement, waiting for the medics to load her into the hospice van. In her robe, in the heat, in the pain, she turned to me and winked. Such a simple thing, a wink, and yet it can lower yourself and lift other people up. Now, it's not appropriate in every circumstance, okay? Don't go getting yourself in trouble, okay? But among safe people, people who know you and in safe situations. It's a great, simple way to lower yourself and to lift somebody else up. In fact, I want you to turn and wink at somebody right now. Go ahead, turn and wink, even if you have to close both eyes. Turn, wink. Look at that. Did you see what happened? You started laughing, you're all smiling. Woo! Lutheran's gone wild. Party. Wait till they hear about this at McDonald's. Woo! Wow. But we have a party going on here every week, a celebration of God's love every single week. Today, Jesus calls us to think about and to look around and to ask, who's not here? Who's not at the party? Who's not at the table? Who do we need to invite?
Kids doing?
Well, we're inviting people to our church this week. If a lot of people say yes, we type into the little box.
Oh yeah? Tell me about your church.
In the eyes of a child, it's simple to invite someone to church. You're just telling them about something you love. Almost everyone has gone to church at some point in their life, whether it's their christening or Sunday school, Easter or Christmas, or even their wedding. Special events just seem more official when they're happening in a church. So it is simple to invite people. Just tell your neighbors, hey, there are really great things happening every week in our church. And you can consider this your official invitation to come back and join us each Sunday. We'll save a seat for you.
Anyway, we did have a lot more people we wanted to invite, but we ran out of balloons. Do you have any balloons?
What do I look like? A balloon delivery guy? Come here, guys.
You invited your neighbors. What if you invited the people who don't have a party to go to? Maybe they'll come, maybe they won't. Even if they don't come, it still feels good to be invited, right? Or maybe they will come. Just think about how great that would be if they came and you greeted them and said, oh, I'm so glad you came. Think about how happy Jesus would be if you said, here, take our pew. Take our pew. It's the best seat in the house. Amen. Let's stand and sing.
Thank you.
And please join me as we proclaim what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. God of grace, save us from ourselves. Lord, in this era that calls us to lift up ourselves, help us to hear and follow your call to lift up others and to invite. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks, Lord, for our work and for our rest. We pray for all who are unemployed or underemployed, that they would find meaningful work and gainful employment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope and strength, we ask that you would be with all who are in need. We pray today especially for John and Ashley Carpenter, for Jack Hulbert, Mike Lau, Sandra Link, and Dan Carey. We pray for those in the paths of hurricanes and those recovering from shootings and all who are going through difficult things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all also who are on active duty in the armed forces and their families. We remember especially Alex Binger, Kim Hall, and Robson Shanklin. We lift up before you as well those other people who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 522. Thank you. And please join me as we pray together the offertory prayer. O Lord our God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You're all invited to come and join us for this party, this meal of God's grace. Jesus is the host. You're all invited. We have both wine and grape juice available. The grape juice is white and in the center of the tray of cups. We have gluten-free wafers now at both sides. So if you want gluten-free wafers, just come on up, let the server know you want gluten-free, and we will give that to you. Anyone who's not communing today is welcome to come forward to receive a blessing. As I said, Jesus is the host. We are his guests. We're taking this meal out to other people in our community who can't be with us today, and we remember that they are part of this party with us as well. The food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready, and you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. So a few announcements before we head out. I want to say thank you to Mike and Tammy Quaid for the altar flowers today, given in memory of loved ones. And also thank you to Leona Howe for sponsoring the radio broadcast this morning. Next Sunday, bring your backpacks, kids, adults. Bring your backpacks, your bags. We're going to bless them for the blessing of the backpacks. It's rally day. There'll be lunch after the second service, a free lunch. And also you can register the kids for Sunday school and after school program, and there'll be games. Come and join us. If you had your picture taken for the church directory and you opted to just get the 8x10 photo, you can pick that up in the narthex. Any unclaimed 8x10s will be used to wallpaper the Domingos' living room. So make sure you pick it up. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn number 796.